Well, I don't know. You know, I don't want to get into too much detail, but I have a lot of bills that I got to pay every month to keep those towers running. They don't run themselves, and it costs a lot of money. And I have a lot of different things, not just the obvious power, you know, and things like that, which cost me, you know, upwards of $1,000 a month per tower. But I've also got some other various things, you know, and then there's just ongoing maintenance and whatnot. But, you know, so, you know, one of these, you know, allowing one of these co-locations can pretty much at least cover the, you know, the monthly cost of me running the site and, you know, with some buffer to, you know, pay for, you know, my fees that I got to pay for the NOC and stuff like that, you know. So it's, you know, it's good for us in that regard, but, you know, you got to make sure that it's worth, you know, the juice has got to be worth the squeeze. And, you know, that's very compelling, but there are other factors. But really, you know, once they're in generally, they're fairly decent, you know, partners. And, you know, we get the right to terms. It's this negotiating process where they send out these sharks from legal teams to try to, you know, ink the deal. You know, that's just like, and then, you know, so it's really, you know, I got to do all the technical part. Hold on a sec. I got to do all the technical part and do all this other stuff, you know, and make sure that it's going to work and stuff like that. It's not going to be a problem, et cetera. And, you know, and but really it's a fight between, like, you know, our corporate counsel and their legal team to find an ink a deal. And that part, I just, oh, my God, makes me rather stick a pencil in my eye than look at that crap.
Yeah, I could imagine that's rather boring and laborious and not the fun stuff. That's